The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Question. Choose the word which best describes the SAT. Unfair. Irrelevant. Dated. Ossified. All of the above. Yes. More after this. Do you know your SAT score? I do, even though it's been about 45 years now. That's how important the SAT has been. But it has a problem. And it's this.
There was no direct correlation between academic success on our campus and the SAT.
That's Angel Perez, head of admissions at Pitzer College, and he's not alone. Colleges have complained for years the SAT doesn't test for the skills that identify top students. Research, in fact, shows high school grades are a better predictor. So David Coleman, president of the College Board, which runs the SAT, says it's going to be rewritten.
We cannot stand aside and say, we made a good test. What happens before and after is not our fault.
Sounds like a man determined to do what's right. But what may have precipitated his decision is good old-fashioned competition. The SAT has been losing market share to its competitor, American College Testing, whose ACT is now taken by 140,000 more students. So among the changes, math questions will be limited to the most important concepts, and in some segments, no calculators allowed. As for the verbal test, it'll concentrate not so much on selecting the correct answer, but choosing a quote from the reading that best supports your conclusion. Evidence-based reading and writing, it's called. I remember vividly going to an SAT prep class when my kids were in high school and being shocked to find it had nothing to do with learning the subject matter. It was about how to guess strategically. That was it. The rewrite, we're told, will get back to testing what you know rather than what you can fake.
The road to success is not last-minute tricks or cramming, but the learning students do over years each day.
And may I say, it's about time. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.